Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the first show of the 2010, and welcome to the Rad Reality Show. It's Ron Rad, and if you guys would ever heard my last name, you would know why, or if you ever read my last name, you'll know why I go by Rad. But Michelle will be calling in a second. What a great 2009 we had. We're going to talk past 2009 things. We're going to talk a little Big Brother. We're going to say, and Michelle will be joining me right after this song. And you know what? I'm going to play a song that I haven't played on the show. I don't think I've ever played it on this show. It's by a group called Graciously Vain. It's called Smooth Operator. And if you don't know who's in it, I'll tell you after.
Damn, y'all looking fine, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
Hey, yo, why don't you let me give one of y'all bitches out the house at one time?
Oh, I don't think so. Let me tell you.
I know I'm pretty, so why you even try? The boys all like us cause we make them wonder why. The boys, they want us so they can't help but to try. Keep pumping games with me, oops, I'm way too fly.
Goodness, what a theme song for me. Thank you.
Well, it's done by the one and only Graciously Vain. And, you know, they're working on some new music right now. And
well, I'm digging it because I like the, you know, the whole concept of Smooth Operator.
But do you know who's in that band? You know who's
I do not. That? Would you like to expose?
Oh, yeah. That was Corey of Rock
You
Rock.
Know what? I had a little kind of inkling, like.
Yeah,
maybe that could be her, and it's pretty jamming. I like it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really played it.
That's my first time.
not during our show. You know, I don't think I've ever played it. And tomorrow night, we might be having a big announcement. So you guys can have to listen to the show tomorrow night. There's this thing. And you know what? Speaking of Corey, as we were going to talk about tonight, let's back up. I forgot. I saw pictures, Michelle. And I saw a stripper pole, Michelle.
Yeah.
And I want to know, what did you do on your birthday?
All right. I just want to say, first off, Happy New Year to everybody out there. I hope it's fabulous. And
are you trying to avoid my question?
No, I'm getting right to it. And
okay.
Healthy and better than last year because, you know, don't look in the past, look in the future. And that was my birthday, 30th birthday. Okay, let me explain the stripper pole. So the stripper pole, first off, I went to this place called Oki's where it's a hibachi Japanese steakhouse. And if anybody out there knows what that is, that's where they actually cook and your table is a grill and they cook in front of you and it's kind of like an act. They perform very many different chefs' tricks and it's really awesome time. I went with a bunch of friends there and then we went to the smoke lounge, which will explain my cigar that it's in a couple of my pictures.
Right.
It's a cigar lounge. And in the room that I had gotten for my birthday, there was a stripper pole, a TV, a bathroom. It was kind of in its own little VIP corner. It was really rustic, old Italian, for like a veranda brick. And the stripper pole, actually, it used to be a bedroom, and that was the original stripper pole from the bedroom.
So
there's a big story behind it. Like, it's not me just, like, hopping on a stripper pole.
Well, I knew there was. I just was – it's funny – that's the second time I've seen a reality star in the past month on a stripper pole. So I was just wondering. I think lounges, that's a new thing in lounges, too. I think lounges, they put them in just because most of the time, it's like just an insane to do. You don't have to really strip to do the pole either. You can dance on the pole, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, we all took our, like, little shots of it. But, of course, you know, the B-Day girl. And I'll tell you more that there was other graphic pictures, which I decided to omit from the slide because it could be, you know, dangerous. But nothing really bad, just interesting to talk about. So
yeah.
And I also want to say that Boo for Facebook – because the reason why I couldn't post them on Facebook is because they're not letting me, I don't know what's going on. So that's the reason why I had to put them on the slide. So, but I could put them on MySpace. I got them via to Twitter. But for some reason, I could only via it to Facebook, and I couldn't actually upload it to Facebook. So that's why I had to do that. I'm kind of bummed out. Screw
okay.
you, Facebook.
We're going to talk NFL football at the end of the show because I want to wait in case we get a call or two that we've kind of been texting and everything. So I'm going to hold off.
I'm glad you enjoyed my pictures. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, and there's lots of people in the chat room. So I was going to tell you.
Hello, everybody in the chat room.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, everybody.
What did you do for New Year's? Did you do anything excited for New Year's?
Well, you know, I ended up working, but I worked at Twin Rivers, which is a casino out here in Rhode Island, which is the biggest casino basically out here in New England.
Yeah.
And I worked for like a few hours giving people free liquor that had the new product from Sweden. It's actually an energy drink, but it's a sensual energy drink, if you know what I'm talking about. Like a sensual one where it's like kind of like Viagra, but for everybody. And I gave people free alcohol, like we mixed it with Bacardi and Mojito. And then I was done by 11, and I stayed in the casino and was with my mom and a bunch of friends, Mama Casa, that's right. And we watched the ball drop and Dick Clark, which always makes me tear up. Oh, that guy makes me tear up. And it was good. It was good. What did you do, Ron?
Well, I worked I do work with Corey when I go to her house and everything. We do lots of we have lots of little projects going on, but I spend it with Corey. She is my best friend right now, and
that's awesome.
And we ringed in the New Year's round together, and it was cool. I spend that weekend with doing stuff down there. We did lots of stuff. I'm learning the ropes about the music business with her because she does lots of, writing and stuff. So I'm learning stuff, and it was just a fun week. I came home yesterday. I watched football.
Wait a minute, not yay for me.
We'll talk about football in the...
Yes, because the Patriots world is depressed. And
no, but, you know, well, they're going to be okay.
No, but they're depressed. So we'll go into that after. We don't want me to go on a tangent, do we?
Yeah, I just want to see who we get called in. I know we're supposed to dedicate the show. I will say this right now. We will not dedicate the show to the Vikings.
No, we won't. Ollie from BB10, my little housemate.
You know, I know why you told her to tell me to dedicate the show to the Vikings, because he's been riding my coat on how great they were this year all season long and how
they're
going to be.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't mind the Vikings because I was a big Warren Moon fan from the Houston Oilers back in the day, so when he went there. But I am not a Brett Favre fan. So it's like a hate-love thing. I don't know. I think you just strictly hate the Vikings.
But, okay, I do want to address something else. I got some other situations to address. And I know people are in the chat room, you know, because of last week's show. We had an awesome caller of Jeff on the show last week, right?
Yes. The fabulous Jeff called in to wish me happy birthday, which was very nice.
Just for the record, I did text him. Jordan was going to go home today, and he was not sure he was going to be able to do it tonight. So if you're here and you're looking for Jeff, we do not think he's going to be calling in.
You never know.
I did tease people and say, you never know who might call in. But that was because of Jeff and Jordan. That was because we were, I'll be honest with you, we asked Ollie to call in because we wanted him to talk about the Vikings. We've asked some other people. So I do have one guest lined up. It's supposed to be about 8 more minutes. They're going to be calling in. So I just want people to know, when I tweet may or might have, you know, a surprise caller, it doesn't mean Jeff or Jordan. It doesn't mean anybody. It just means you never know who's going to call in. I work my rear on Mondays and Tuesdays to try to find somebody to surprise you. And there's times that it might be the last minute thing, and sometimes, you know, it could be somebody I planned, you know. And that's where I'm trying to tell you guys, you're going to have to watch out. Laura from next week is probably 100% will be here. We just still have to confirm her, but last week she said yes.
That's Big Brother 11, Laura Crosby.
Right. So
Miss Bikini Model herself.
And then the other thing I wanted to address, because I had not just one, I had two or three talk about it. When you guys see there's going to be a show like on February 2nd, that does not mean the show is canceled up to the February 2nd. That means I have placed I have placed a show on that day, and Blog Talk is allowed to automatically tell everyone on my Twitter that this show has been booked. So you guys, when you see that, that means I've just booked the show. There's always going to be a show on Monday nights unless something happens. There's always a show on Tuesday night unless something happens. And if I get where I can do more shows, there might be a show on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But right now, Monday and Tuesday is every week. Because even Michelle was worried that I canceled the show on her.
I was like, what the heck's going on, Ron?
No, I don't know who tweeted you or what happened, but, yeah, I wanted to address that.
Clearly, we love them. And I just want to point out another thing about that, just not to go off, but everybody in Tweeterland, I just want to make apology because I'm just kind of figuring out the whole Tweeter thing on my phone. And so I got the replying thing down, but I'm still having – I can't figure out how to reply back to people who replied to me.
I can't either.
So that's the problem I'm coming to with my mobile. And I know that Mama Moosey out there, who is fabulous, and let me know that a lot of my Tweeter fans want me to be on it more. So I've made the point of being on it more. But Mama Moosey also told me about this Uber Twitter blackberry.com, which can get you to Twitter faster. Unfortunately, I'm not in the BlackBerry world. I guess I'm not cool. So it guess it only works kind of for BlackBerry, so I can't for some reason reply back on my Twitter. So everybody out there, thanks for the replies, and what I'll try to do is reply just on my, you know, status back to you guys. I'll try my best. I'm just trying to figure it all out. So,
okay.
Sorry and thank you. That's
and,
all I want to say.
Yeah, you know, I can't either.
Oh, okay. You can't either? All right.
Yeah,
good.
On my cell phone, I can't figure out. I mean, I can reply if I you know, pulled out the whole A and, you know, Michelle Costa, you know, type, you know. Your tweet.
I tried that, but I can't. It still doesn't work. Like, I go to their profile, and then I try to see what happens. And like,
No. I meant if I, like, manually write the name in. Like, if I do at RadRealityShow, and then write the message, you could reply that way. But that's, like, so, like if I do, like, three or four people, and some of those names are on forever, goes on forever. So, I mean, I'm like, I just don't reply till I'm at a computer. But I do want to talk about this, too, about Twitter, right?
I don't know. Some people could say Twitter. Some people could say Twitter.
Yeah, and I had a person complain to me about it the other day. But, you know, when I think about Twitter, when I say Twitter, it's because you tweet. And I always forget it's
well, I say Twitter because I'm from the East Coast up north, New England.
Yeah, so Twitter. Whenever
Twitter,
I say, you know what I'm talking about. So there's lots of people in the chat room. Thank you, guys.
Hello, everybody.
I hope everybody has
their wine glass, because God knows I do.
I wanted to clarify what Boom Boom Room is saying. Yes, VLC is a very good program. If you guys are having issues, sometimes I know he's been using it. Some people are having issues here in the show tonight, I think. So it's a
what,
very good
getting
place.
Into the chat?
Yeah, people are having issues getting into the chat. There's always blunt
issues
lately. And,
technical difficulty. We know how that is, right, Ron?
Yeah, you know, I just think people, you know, thank you for coming and keep on going. Okay, next. We got lots of stuff.
Next.
There is lots of stuff going through my head tonight. This is
oh, my goodness.
That
calm down,
lots...
you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm trying to remember everything. I need to start writing stuff down.
Goodness gracious.
Put
things on your fingers and tie them in bows.
Okay, so the next thing I wanted to say was, if you're in the chat room, I'm reading it, but I'm not reading it, because I want you guys to be twittering this thing right now. And I'm going to tell you guys what some of these, you've seen me posting, like, who's your favorite today. Well, I got one for you guys right now. This is going to be the big one. And you got till, like, 8:15. You got 8:15 to do this. I got two questions for you. Michelle and me was talking. Here's the two questions. I want you to tell me, the first one, your favorite moment this year on all reality shows. What your favorite moment was. And I'm going to pick some of them out and read them. If there's a bunch of them, the same ones, I'll read them. You may even call in if you guys want to be, if you're on in the chat room.
We had some interesting reality moments, so I know there's some that kind of stick out, and I'm sure a lot of people know what I'm talking about. So.
Yeah, so if you guys want to, you know, just make a quick call and want to just say, hey, you know, no questions. We don't want no questions about anything tonight. It's going to be what your favorite moment was. Like,
it's like an award show, like
been,
an award. Like, let's present an award, right?
Yeah, we're going to do some awards.
The Ron
like
Reality
award
show on Manic Mondays. Let's do this.
But I don't really want to call it an award show because I didn't get the whole award thing, you know, done. But
well, we can
like,
pretend award, like,
I mean, like,
you know.
And plus, everyone was telling me, like, what show is your favorite reality show? You know, it's, like, obvious what your favorite reality show was. Everyone
yeah,
said
obviously.
Big Brother 11 and Survivor.
Big Brother 10.
Who's your favorite reality star this year? Jeff, and then it was Jordan. I mean, pretty much tweeted to me. Your favorite couple?
Brrr.
And the answer is?
Brrr. Jeff and Jordan.
Right.
Of course.
I got a little Hell's Kitchen. Some people from Hell's Kitchen was, I mean, had a Hell's Kitchen person respond.
Hello, Hell's Kitchen.
Facebook.
We love Hell's Kitchen.
And they said that they liked
her. Well, Mama's a bitch.
I was going to say, one of my favorite moments from Hell's Kitchen is when the place got on fire.
Oh.
You remember when the place got on fire this year?
I did, but my favorite was, "Who's the bitch?"
Okay, and then I have one more moment I'm going to bring up, and then I want to bring a caller up, because this caller is going to be talking reality TV with us tonight.
That's fabulous.
And the last moment was, what was, I want you guys, I tweeted this, I want you guys, which show was a bigger train wreck? I kind of said what was your best show, but which one was the bigger train wreck? Was it Daisy of Love, or was it Megan Wants a Millionaire?
Ah.
So, I was wondering that too. Make sure if you do call in, you push the 1 to tell me you want to talk to me, because if I don't see the little
push
hand tonight.
Push it good, because if you don't, then you get stuck on the line and you're just waiting and just listening to the show.
Yes, because I do not know if it's you guys or not. So you need to push the 1 like 360 did, and I'm going to bring them up right now on the show. 360, you there?
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can, okay.
What's your name and where are you calling from, and do you have a favorite moment?
Yeah, I'm Bunny calling from the Portland area, and I was...
Hello.
Hello, by the way, Michelle, I think you are so awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just think you're such a strong, awesome lady, and just so cool to listen. I've been listening to you guys' show for a long time. This is the first time I'm calling in.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Happy New Year. I know, welcome.
Now,
yes, do you just listen to Monday? Wait, I got a question. Do you listen to Monday's show, or do you listen to the Tuesday show, too?
Well, actually, I usually listen to the shows, both of them, on replay on Blog Talk while I'm running, because I run on my treadmill at night, and so I'll just play it while I'm running.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
So yeah, keep on listening, and thank you.
Thank you.
So my favorite show, Amazing Race, by far.
I love it.
Love it. And I would say my favorite team this year was the Globetrotters, and my favorite moment was when they tripped that the brothers, Sam and Dan. I couldn't stand those two.
Thank you very much. I thought it was the only one. I was like, go Harlem Globetrotters. And, oh, my God, they were such bitches. I couldn't believe they did that and then act like they didn't trip them. Like, it's on the camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, that's my vote.
I was so sad when they got, eliminated.
I know. I was bummed. But, yeah, so I know where the Globetrotters were definitely my favorite. I mean, we knew Megan and Shane were going to win, but.
Yeah, I love that moment, too, just to let you guys know. I mean, because that was, I will never forget that moment, because it was kind of, one of the funny ones.
It really was.
You know, because I really wasn't a fan of the brothers. And I was like, go, go, go. And then when they tripped him, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he, elbowed him, too. I was like, oh, my God.
And since you guys love the Globetrotters so much, how much did you love when they were dancing? I think it was in Holland in those little outfits.
Oh, my God. They are so funny. Seriously, to watch them, they were like a puppy when you just get it and it's like clumsy. You know what I mean? It was like the cutest thing to watch some of the things that they did. And they are so tall and people think that they have an advantage, in basketball, but not a lot of things that they did. And that's why I think I supported them, because they had a lot harder things to do, I think, just because of their height. It was crazy. It's crazy to see them.
Okay, I got a question. It's Bunny, right? Is that your name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you watch The Amazing Race for a long time? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've watched every episode, actually, except for number 7.
What? I wonder if that's the season. I don't think
they're on season 10.
I was forgetting.
I didn't watch one.
I know what's going on with them. Yeah, they're on season. They were on Amazing Race 10. The ones that we're going to be talking about, they're going to be calling in.
You mean the ones that are on the phone line right now? I mean, that were on Amazing Race.
I hope I'm right. Jeez.
Are you there, David and Mary?
Hi, Red Ron.
Hey,
hello.
Mary.
Oh, my gosh. I love David and Mary.
Hey, David and Mary. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You?
We have an Amazing Race fan on the phone line telling her favorite moment of the season. And I know you guys heard it, right?
Yeah, and my favorite moment was when they danced in Holland.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah, and I love the Globetrotters. They are totally my favorite team. I liked Erica and what's his name, David?
Brian.
Erica and Brian too, because like they kind of reminded me of me and David. Her always saying Brian. It was pretty cool. But my favorite
Mary,
was
you
the
are way better than Erica any day.
No,
yeah,
we met Erica in real life, and she's an awesome person. I mean, like, wow. Being a Miss America and everything that she is, she's just an amazing person.
I liked it when he couldn't get the combination open. Big easy.
With the watch?
Yeah,
yeah,
the watch.
So, Mary,
I was screaming at the TV when he couldn't figure out the name of the guy, like, unscrambling it. I'm like, oh, my God, why would you give up? No, I was so bummed out when they did that. I was like, no.
So, Mary, can I ask a question to you?
Yeah.
No, you can't. It's my show. So go ahead. I'm joking.
Yeah, so I just had a question. Are you guys still, you and David, still friends with Bama? Because, after, I mean, they kind of seem to screw you guys a little bit.
Oh, we love Bama. It's,
okay, good.
Carlin hasn't really talked to a lot of people since the race. I don't think she's really talked to anybody, but we met up with her last year in Birmingham and went to the movies with her, and she just got remarried. And it was pretty cool. So Lynn and Carlin are both remarried, and they're not single moms anymore. They have a great life.
Oh, good.
We're friends with everybody on our season except for probably Rob. No, he don't talk to nobody.
I mean, it's not that we're not friends with him. It's just he doesn't keep in touch with us, you know. I mean, we love everybody. And if Rob would call us, yeah, we'd talk to him just the same, because being on the Amazing Race is something that not everybody does. And, you know, it's just something. Memories that you can never forget, and it doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
It is a game, you know what I mean? So even if somebody does something to you, you know, you're all there for a game. You know, just me and Mary.
Yeah, but unfortunately, being on a reality show, knowing that that doesn't really work out, there's always a couple of few that kind of fall out of the limelight and just can't handle, like, the fact that the game is over, there's no money involved, just move on, you know, things are done.
Yeah.
At the spur of the moment, and you're being videotaped at every moment. And if people were videotaped in life and then played it back, they would understand it. But it just doesn't work like that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Bunny, thank you for calling in and telling your favorite moment of 2000.
Thank you so much.
You guys. Happy
and you
New
were
year.
Able to talk to some people
I
that.
Know.
Wasn't that awesome? I love when people. I don't think she was expecting to talk to you guys. And that was so sweet because she had just called in. And everyone's been telling me their favorite show is Big Brother and Survivor today. So when she said Amazing Race, I'm like, oh, hey, David and Mary's on the line.
Perfect.
It was perfect timing. And I did not set that up, guys, in the chat room.
Right.
But,
well, I was on the race twice, and my favorite show was probably still Survivor.
Really?
And I was on the race twice, and my favorite show will always be Big Brother.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
there
that.
We go. Big Brother.
Yeah.
Tonight, Mary and David, we're kind of, like I told you when I talked to you, Mary, we're kind of like flashing back to our favorite moments in reality TV this year. And I have a couple people that tweeted me. Mappy, I think I'm saying it right, Mappy52. And if I don't say your name right, I'm sorry, but her favorite moment, and it's one of my favorite moments too, is when Michelle tells Lydia, put your unitard on, bitch.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny shit. And the other one is by Melissa.
Hey, you know, I love unitards, so I'm down with that one.
Melissa, I'm just going to say her name, Melissa. Her favorite moment was when Jeff uses these coup d'etat on Mr. Jesse, and Hey kind of followed it up with Jordan's face was classic.
Yeah.
It was a classic moment.
And I think Jesse's face was kind of like he knew his demise, like, at that moment, so.
Yeah.
There was a lot of looks. It was like a soap opera, you know, they go back and forth, like, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, speaking of.
My favorite Big Brother moment this year was what's her name when she got to? No, when he used the power and she was sitting on the couch. She left the show. Gosh, dog it.
Shima.
Yeah, Shima.
Oh, her face,
boy.
Priceless.
Yeah,
Okay.
A lot of things she did was priceless, and we've had mm-hmm. Shima on the show, so.
Yeah, Shima's one of, I love Shima out of the house.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I've just really, last week it was one of my favorite moments when Jeff and Shima was able to talk for the first time on our show. I mean, it was
yeah.
like
oh, really,
the first
did
time.
They?
Yeah,
yes,
it was my birthday, and everybody called in, and they just happened to call in at the same time to wish me happy birthday, and it was, I think the first time that they have talked on the show, so it was pretty good. It was a nice chat.
Was
but,
it really?
Yeah, it was really
so awesome. Is she doing okay?
She's doing great. She actually had called in before, and we had such a great chat, and she got to explain her side, which is neither right or wrong. It's just she got to explain her side, and I think everybody has the opportunity and should have the opportunity to state their side, and then people can have the choice of agreeing with whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like you. A lot of people, I ain't. A lot of people's never been on a reality show and been, you know, had a camera on them 24 hours. So you really don't know what's going on until you talk to that person.
Okay, I got a caller.
Exactly.
We have a caller. Wait. Mary, what's your favorite moment of Big Brother? Do you have another?
I loved it when. I just love every morning, every moment between Jeff and Jordan.
Oh my God!
I love Jeff and Jordan and.
Jeff and Jordan.
I love
yeah.
them. I do.
Yes,
I just love
you know
every
what?
Moment. I mean,
when I
like,
find out I can get them both on the show at the same time. I'm going to make sure I call you guys.
You better, because I'll be so mad if you go.
Which will be definitely happening soon. We just don't
know
when.
I know Jeff called in one time, and I didn't call, and I feel bad ever since then, because I lost your number, like I was telling you, and everything. So, okay, let's go to the caller, because I know who's on the line.
Okie dokie, then.
One of our favorite, not our favorite, but because everyone's my favorite, is one of our people that come to our show all the time. So,
our regulars.
It's a regular, you know, show listener. 781, your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jess, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
And you are Jesse fan or something like that, or what is
Jesse Belove, yeah, that's me.
Yep.
Well, hello, Massachusetts, I love you.
Are you calling in for a favorite moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to be stereotypical and say that my favorite moment was when Jordan won, because she's by far, in my opinion, the most deserving, and my favorite show is Big Brother.
Your favorite show is Big Brother?
Yep.
The cards was crazy.
So do you watch anything other than Big Brother?
Yep, I watch The Amazing Race.
You say that just because David Mary is on the
show. No, I really do watch it.
I'm just joking.
I really do watch it.
That show's amazing. Why not watch
it?
Like, it's an awesome show, you know?
You have to, like, sit and travel the world in your couch instead of going.
Yeah.
True. Very true.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Good point. Except for the cable, you know, you're going to pay a couple bucks.
No, she meant it's free to travel around the world on The Amazing Race.
Yeah, that's the best part. On somebody else's
so,
heck
well,
yeah.
You got anything else you want to bring up? Do you watch VH1 shows? Do you watch Megan or Daisy?
Not really, but I kind of watch the reunions.
That's where usually the battles go on. And they
yeah,
going.
That's why I watch it.
Yeah,
wait, what is that show again?
Which one?
The one that she just said. What did she say?
Real World Road Rules.
Yeah, like Real World, like all the ruins and all that.
Yep,
yeah.
I watched that.
It's the ruins. The ruins? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, the ruins.
I want to make a comment because that was something that most people tonight, they were the kind of the one of the shows that everyone mentioned that I didn't get a lot of mentions of that show. But I was going to talk about how they were one of the shows and that's going to be a show that I'm going to check into and try to get some of the people from that show to come on one of the two shows. And
I got to party with a lot of them in Las Vegas a few months ago. So
we're
going
to try to work on that and everything.
They are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I liked it on their show on the ruins whenever it was the five guys and the one girl against the two girls at the end and one of them was behind and you seen their face. They were like, oh, my, I mean, like, two girls.
I thought they were going to win. I really thought they were going to win.
Really? That upset me when they didn't win.
Yeah, me too.
So did you go to Toys for Tots? I forgot her real name. I always remember.
Yes, I did.
So
I met Michelle there.
Michelle.
Yep, I did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
No, did you know that, Michelle?
You know what? Now that I remember the name and stuff and that she's saying that, yes, I do remember. Yeah,
yeah,
we took
a
bunch
t-shirt
of pictures
and
together
you spoke
and
to me.
Yeah, we took some pictures together and everything, of course.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm going next year, too.
How much fun was it? It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. I loved it.
And you missed seeing me because I wasn't able to be there because I had some personal stuff come up, but I'm not going to say nothing no more. I'm never going to promise anything no more.
Yeah, don't even. Well, thank
but
you for coming, and I can't wait for next year.
Me
yes.
too. Happy New Year.
You
Happy
too.
New year.
Happy New Year.
Year.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm having fun. This has kind of been one of my favorite shows so far. It's been like, I don't know what to say about the show. I'm just having fun because I'm thinking about some of these past reality moments this year and everything. And it's just been fun. And I'm saying,
Well, I kind of want to, like, just throw one out there, which kind of was a big one. Can
what
I do that?
Your favorite moment?
Well, I don't quite know if it was my favorite, but rather controversial. And it could be probably the worst, like, reality moment was Megan's Wants to Marry a Millionaire and the gentleman who was on it that, you know, I don't know if he ends up winning Megan Wants to Be a Millionaire, but I know he ended up winning I Love Money 3, and they wouldn't put it on TV, and they actually ended Megan Wants to Be a Millionaire, the guy that killed his wife.
And he was on I Love Money 3?
Yes,
yes, he ended up winning, and they canceled it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he actually won I Love Money 3. It's crazy.
And they didn't have I Love Money 3 on TV, right?
They stopped.
No.
They canceled the rest
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't get to watch I Love Money 3.
Yeah, I was pissed about that. Cause
and
I
he
like,
ended up
I
winning?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they had to cancel it.
Because they didn't want to support him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was probably, like, the craziest. Like, just everything that went down, like, it just, that's nuts.
What?
And to know that happened 6 months after he finished that show.
I hate it when we get really into these shows and then all of a sudden they cancel them in the middle of it. Like Megan, they did, and I understand that reason. But
yeah.
They did the same thing with... What was the one Jay was on?
Pirate Master.
I mean, it was great. It was a great, great reality show. And then they canceled it.
When I make my $1 million and I can make my own TV show channel, that's one thing I like to do is pick up all the cut short shows and start playing them. Cause that's, mm-hmm. I think that's
yeah, because you get hooked on it, and like it's like it sucks when. Like, I understand, like, that situation, I would say probably would be the only reasoning behind it. But you know what? It's not our fault that the casting people didn't catch that this guy's a serial killer or whatever the hell he is. Like, enough to go and chop a body up and chop fingertips off and just go to the extreme that he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm in the reality whole thing, and I know what it takes to get to the show. And they do a lot of psychological testing. I mean, it's intense, and to that guy to do that 6 months later, like, that's kind of crazy, like, a little bit, you know,
well,
to think about that.
I think being on TV changes people, too.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Yes,
that's right.
With one, the, what was her name on Pirate Master again?
Krista
or something. One of the girls on Pirate Master who made it to the end, she ended up killing herself right after they canceled it.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Really?
But I think that there's a lot of, I mean, you get put on TV and your life goes from being invisible. You're around the world and, you know, you're like in your own city and nobody really notices who you are. And then they put you on TV and it's like the whole world knows who you are all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do in private anymore.
You know what, Mary? And I, up to... probably 6 months ago, I thought I must have lived in a cave because I didn't see that. I mean, I saw it, but I didn't realize how much. I mean, it's probably been sooner than that because I've been around some Big Brother people, you know, beforehand. Mm-hmm. But I never seen it till I've been around Corey and see everyday things with her that, you know, you are so right. People, you put them on a TV show, and then they know
like
every,
all of a sudden, the whole world knows who you are, you know?
They
and
think
you
they
go,
know
there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders that everybody thinks that you're this perfect coal miner and his wife's family, you know? And, I mean, what they saw of us on real in TV was real life because we argue all the time, but our kids know. And that's what I teach my kids to understand, that love is not always getting along. Love is loving somebody and hating somebody at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Because no life is perfect. But yet you get out in public and everybody wants to see and watch and, you know, and people treat your kids completely different just because you're on TV. And I'm just somebody who thinks if you didn't like me before I was on TV, I'm not going to spend the time of day with you now.
Yeah, and I notice that more, like I said, more each time I'm with Corey. And it's, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, they're friendly if you know them, if you see them up front with them, like in real life. We talked about this just the other day. You know, they're the friendliest people, right?
Mm-hmm.
In front of your face. But, you know, people say the rudest stuff on the Internet.
Yeah,
of course. That's like their outlet.
And I'm like, you know what? If you're gonna say stuff on the Internet, say it. Call in. Like people call into my show. I mean, if you're brave enough to insult somebody, you know, I don't think they're willing to do that, because when you hear their voice, you're gonna know, you know, it's a real person, and then they're scared. And I think that's one thing I'm really wishing more people will. Just be real, you know, don't hide behind the computers, you know, and everything.
Well, I just make a comment because, you know, it's funny. Every day I have people, it doesn't matter where I go, and people come up to me, and it's like they know me. Like, they don't even come up like, hi, are you this person? They come up ask me, why did you do this, and why did you say this, and why did you say that? Like, they'll pop out from behind of, like, clothes racks in the middle of, like, the dollar store. Like, it's, like, crazy. Or they're staring at you, and they're like, do I know you? Am I related to you? Did I go to school with you? Did I go to work with you? Blah, blah, blah. Because it's, like, that intimate of a relationship, because it's like you were in their living room. And
well, actually, you with Big Brother were, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Amazing Race, people, we were on TV 1 hour a week. But with Big Brother, it's like I've become best friends with everybody that's on Big Brother. Even they don't know me. I mean, I know their whole life. I know how they sleep.
But
I know everything.
But we do watch Big Brother every time it's on. We watch Showtime for 3 hours every night. And
that's
you know,
why
you
I love Big Brother so much.
You know,
yeah.
You know the broad size of people when they get off Big Brother.
Well, with Big Brother, like, people can't fool you. Like, production does a lot of fooling Americans, and they can make you love somebody or they can make you hate somebody because, you know, you're on TV 24 hours a day being on The Amazing Race or Survivor. So they can take any section of that 24 hours and make you look good or make you look bad. And they can make America love somebody in real life. You meet them in real life, like, certain people we've met that was on Survivor that I loved with all my heart, but then I meet this certain person and he's nothing but a jerk. And
yeah,
I'm like, how
I
in the world
you.
Could I love you? And mm-hmm. But with Big Brother, I don't think anybody can fool me that way.
No, Big Brother, even a lot of from our race, nobody watched Big Brother until me and Mary got them hooked on it. And they only watch it on CBS. They don't watch it on Showtime. They don't read the feeds. So they normally like the people we don't like.
Yeah,
they
always like people we don't like. And I'm like, guys, you all need to really get to know these people.
You really need to watch it
you
all.
Don't just watch CBS. You got to watch the whole thing.
Because CBS always
do.
So true. And
it is true.
Wow.
Hey, I'm speaking from, you know, people that have kind of flipped for the situation of liking me. You know, because it was different, you know. I was on the bad side of the house, and obviously America's Player gets voted out and all this stuff, blah, 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 whatever. Or America's Player votes out my partner or whatever. So, you know, but if people looked at it from the unedited version, they would see the chain of events. Unfortunately, CBS shows you the chain of events, but in different orders or how they want you to. It's just, that's just in every show, of course, like, that's just the way it's supposed to be. But this show in particular, you can watch it live and actually unedited and really see what is shown, you know, and that's unlike any other show.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to let CBS or production of any kind or story writers or whatever tell you who to like. You can just watch it and watch these people in real life.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, me and Rad Ron's talked about it, and he's like, well, just because the way they are in the house don't mean the way they are in real life. Remember that, Rad Ron?
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
Because he called me Rad Ron.
You can watch these people 24 hours a day, and I don't care what anybody says, being in that house or what. You are the person you are.
You're just on the bad side of you.
You know, you're under stress. I understand that, but you are still that person that we've watched, you know?
Well, I've seen some difference in some people, the Big Brother people. I'll have to be honest. I still see it.
And you keep telling me that, but I have not seen it yet.
Because, like, you know, like Shima, I'll give Shima an example. I thought she was going to be so much different, and then when she called in, she was nothing like I thought she was going to be like. And I'll hate to say it, but she can call in anytime she wants. I mean, she's one of my favorites, you know, that, you know, I've had on the show now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She just wasn't the same. Jesse puts on a show. Jesse does what he does in wrestling and puts
mm-hmm.
on a show. And when he's in real life, he's different. And speaking of Jesse, I just want to plug something about Jesse. I'm hoping to get Jesse on the show, or me and Michelle was talking about it. We're working on trying to get him back on the show again before anytime soon because just
to clear up some things. That's all.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that
and
up.
And we don't want to further exasperate the situation. But everybody should have an idea of what we're talking about. So and also, he has a new website that Mr. Pectacular would probably like to plug. So hopefully we'll get him on the show.
I just wanted to plug that.
Yes.
While we were talking about Jesse. I had a moment from my Twitter account. And remember
Butter.
My Twitter.
Twitter?
You know, Twitter? Twitter. It's Twitter. Twitter account.
Okay.
Now, remember, if you haven't signed up for my Twitter account, Twitter account, Twitter, okay, I hate it.
We're sponsoring Twitter over here. Like, we should get some, like, residuals here.
No, but I can't do that. It's at the Rad Reality Show. Remember that. So make sure you do the ad for I can know that you're talking to me. Because if you just put the Rad Reality Show, I might miss it. Though I do, you know, searches. But another favorite moment is by Mary on Tin. Or Mary Oton. Tin, yeah, okay. Here's her favorite moment.
Okay.
When Casey caught Jordan plucking Jeff's eyebrows.
Okay.
That was her favorite moment. Well,
okay.
I didn't write the moment.
I like
I don't
Casey
remember
in
either.
His banana suit.
It was a funny moment. Definitely.
I don't remember it, though.
I remember, but there was a lot of others. But, you know, hey.
Well, listen, we're going to let you go.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
No,
we'll talk to you later, Michelle.
Yes,
I loved you guys.
We love you.
We got a baby waking up here, and we know
it's
going to fit.
Can I ask two things?
Yes.
First of all, is everyone in the chat room is love that they heard from you guys. Just told me thank you. They really missed you guys. And the second thing is, tell us about your baby real quick. What's the name again, and how old is it now?
Savannah Catherine Jean Conley. She was born September 10th, 2009. She's almost 4 months old.
Oh,
she's a big
hi, Savannah.
Girl. She is beautiful. Anybody can visit my MySpace, and there's 100 pictures easily of her. And she's a beautiful little girl.
Oh, congrats.
And she's completely healthy, and she's got a 13-year-old brother holding her right now.
Nice.
So they better go, and thank you guys for calling in, because I told them only 5 minutes. But
well, that's okay. You call us anytime you want us. And remember, you get Jeff and Jordan. I really would love to talk to
you. I got
you
back to my phone.
And from Survivor, I really love Russell. And Big Brother, just call me with anybody.
Yeah,
okay.
I got you back
okay, on Survivor.
So you got me.
Who wins
got enough, you got me.
Okay, we'll talk to y'all later.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. They had
they
a baby.
They
had
so happy
run.
They got me, Ron.
I didn't picture them being on for the whole show because I knew the baby, and that's one reason I was trying to get them on the show because they haven't been able to do the 10 o'clock shows because, like, and then I lost their number when I switched my phone in November.
Well, see, everybody out there who talks about the time, and we know West Coast people, we know, but see, there's certain people that, it, you know, certain times that the time frame works out that we can get some people on. You know, it sucks the whole East Coast, West Coast, but, you know.
Yes, and that's how I'm looking at it right now. And just to let you guys know, I will be. I think we should keep it at this time slot. I think it's better for us to do it at this time slot. One reason is because I know Michelle once in a while likes to go out and and get her drink on. And if
oh,
you guys
God.
Ever listen to the 10 o'clock hour shows when it was on Monday nights, you know, she might once in a while call in, you know, and she's a little crazier at 10 o'clock. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm joking, but it's
the
truth.
That's been a long time.
You've been more lack not to drink before the show.
I do, but I moderate. I moderate for just,
yeah,
you know.
I'm joking with you.
Everybody out there in the world that loves it.
So, Monday nights is best to keep it at 7 o'clock anyways.
I agree. Let's just keep it here.
I'm going to talk about this. I don't think you watch this stuff. You might watch it like tonight in about 9 o'clock. I'm going to be watching. And now that football season. No, I'm recording that too, but that's because I have to. Like Corey tells me, now you feel like you have to watch every reality show, don't you? And I told her, yes, I do. But no, at 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be turning on the WWE Raw when Bret the Hitman Hart makes his return to the WWE.
Okay, I'll be watching that because I am a Bret the Hitman Hart fan.
I thought you are. I thought you're a wrestling fan, ain't you?
I am. I'm a wrestling fan, absolutely. But,
and I've been
you know, with football and everything, it's like, but I'll watch Bret.
That's with football over with now. I can watch it more regularly. And tonight, supposedly, a reality show person's going to show up.
Paul Hogan?
Now you're breaking my thunder. Yeah, Paul Hogan is supposed to show up too. And,
I love blowing his spot up.
Everyone does. Panther does it the other day. So one
does
time.
Everybody love it out there? I love it.
But anyways, yeah, Panther one time did it. She's doing it to me too. Remember, you guys can call in, tell your favorite moment. I'm taking calls. I do have a call right now. And let's bring them up. 7-8. I can't even read tonight. 6-7-8. Where are you calling from? And
I think that's me. This is Haley. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Hi, Haley.
Yeah, my favorite moment. Well, I have a lot because I'm totally a reality TV junkie.
Oh,
but
we love it.
But one of
me too.
Wait, tell us.
Wait till
because go Atlanta. You know I'm from Georgia, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I love Atlanta.
Atlanta.
So tell your favorite moments.
Let's see. Well, probably like one that hasn't been mentioned that I really like. I don't think it's been mentioned is like the night that the girls freaked out after Jesse got thrown out.
I love that when he like got hit by a train, but he didn't really.
I still think he's dead. I mean, after that.
Just because there was like two completely different reactions in the house. Like there was the girls in the table like crying, and Kevin gave like some of the best faces ever that night. And then there was, like, Michelle, Jeff, Jordan, and Russell outside trying to figure out what the hell was going on. You know,
yeah.
They were, like, trying to be, like, did this guy, like, save a busload of people? They're acting like he's dead. You know, what's going on? So that was just kind of, like, seeing the two extremes of the house. Like, I mean, I liked the whole day of the coup d'etat, you know, because as fans watching the feeds, whether you were for Jesse or for Jeff and Jordan, just watching the build up to all that, is he going to use it? Is he not going to use it? You know, that was just like a really exciting time to be a fan of the show because the message boards were crazy and, you know, everybody was like, there was so much anticipation of how it was going to go on, and then the show wasn't live, you know, so you're kind of like, what's going to happen? And then Jordan's face was the best, but then watching the aftermath, that was good. I like that.
You know what? Mappy, I'm just going to make a comment. Mappy 52, she tweeted that, whatever.
Yeah, I think a lot of us Dutts think the same way. I post on that. I'm HeyHey28 on Twitter, so I was like, I've been sending you ones on Twitter, but I'm just going to call in and tell you. So
yeah,
another big one.
And
I actually want to make a comment about that, because my favorite line from that moment was from Kevin. Well, actually, I think it was in the diary room when he was explaining
sitting on the table.
Yeah. And he goes, these biznatches act like Jesse got hit by a motherfucker train. He's alive, bitches. Oh, my God. And that was definitely, I think, hilarious, because to me, he had the best diary moments.
Haley? You know, Haley, you are one of my favorite people on AABB, and one reason is last week, especially last week, she gave the best up-to-date moments on my show last week. You were so great, and
well, I listen every week, both nights, so I know
awesome.
This night's hard.
Thank you.
This night's hard for a lot of like West Coast people to listen, you know, because it's early or whatever. But I like it being earlier.
I just do the updates
so that way, you know, like people can know what's going on even if they can't listen to it right then. So.
And that was my next point. And I was at Corey's house when I got this. I was talking to Corey on the phone when I got your message. And I wanted to tell you personally, thank you for the message, because you did say that you've listened to the show for a long time. And you even said how I've approved, you know, and got more confidence, and you are so right. I don't know, did you listen to it when it was on Now Live? Did you go that far back, or did you start when I started to do the Blog Talk, Big Brother stuff, pretty much?
I started listening to, I think, the second week of this season of Big Brother, Big Brother 11.
So you missed the first stuff, like the Rainbow Reunion stuff. And
yeah, I didn't
birthday.
Listen to it that far back. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I got some shows that you might be interested to listen to, actually. But thank you for the comments last week.
I think I'm not the only fan that's probably noticed that, because, like, and I don't mean that rude, but I'm just saying, like, you can tell that you're getting a lot more confident with, like, the people when they call in and your guests, you know, like, it's fun to watch you grow as you do this show, because you are such a fan of reality TV, and I think that's why so many of us fans appreciate this show that you do, because you kind of are the one show that represents our take on things. You know, you're out there in the message boards and listening, and it's nice we have Michelle, because she brings a whole different, whether you liked Michelle during her season or not, you know, she brings a different aspect to the show of, you know, having that reality connection. She's been on a show. She kind of knows what the contestants go through. So that's nice to have in this show. And then we have you, who really represents, you know, the fans and what we like about, you know, the shows and why we watch these shows. So it's just a fun show to listen to, because it really is like a, you know, a show that gets the questions that we want asked. It's not the same boring, repetitive questions. It has a wide variety of people, you know, we can listen to. And I just think there's a lot of good things about this show, and I really like watching it change. And I think a lot of times you don't hear, you know, from your listeners, you don't probably get a lot of, like, good feedback. People are really quick to complain. But, you know, I have seen a lot of positive changes of the show just while I've been listening to it the last 6 months or whatever.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate that.
Jeez, that was, like, ridiculously awesome.
I tried to be more confident and more, and I know it's lots to do with Corey, you know, influencing my life too, because she kind of brings it out of me, because she kind of keeps on preaching it to me. But, and that's what I kind of love about Monday's show too, and these other shows. Monday's show is to be a, you know, and I try to focus on Big Brother on Mondays for you guys. And Tuesday, I'm trying to focus more on, you know, like Rock of Love or other, you know, reality shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I said, I watch them all. I'm a reality TV junkie, so.
Me too, girlfriend. I can't get, it's like I can't have enough of it, honestly. Did you watch Frank, the Entertainer, the Basement yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay,
I have, it's sad, I have, see, because we travel a lot for my husband's job, but when we are home, so I don't call in a lot because I'm not always home. But when I am home, I try to call in. But I have two DVRs at my house with, I'm usually recording at least four different reality TV shows at any time.
Thank you, DVR.
Yeah,
we
DVR was
you,
the
DVR.
Best invention.
Oh, my God, it was, girlfriend. I hear you.
My question, though, for you then, another question I had for you, and give me a second because I was kind of doing the switching up. What was
I thought you were getting teary-eyed and stuff.
No, I was doing other stuff. And that's what I've heard a comment just recently, that sometimes people think I get scatterbrained and everything. And
no.
The reason I get scattered – no, I agree with them. The
Not
reason
you.
I get scatterbrained is because I'm looking at the chat room, I'm looking at my tweeter, and then I'm kind of like – I would have this comment in my head, and then I forget it because you guys are talking, and then I'm forgetting. But here's what I was going to ask Haley. Haley.
Yes.
What was your favorite VH1 show this year? Was it Daisy of Love? Was it Megan? Do you watch those kind of shows?
Yeah, I watch pretty much all of those. I didn't really get into Megan because I can't remember. There was something else on at that same time. So I didn't really get – Megan was the only one that I didn't – Megan Wants a Millionaire or whatever. I didn't really watch her show. But Daisy of Love, talk about a train wreck.
Oh,
that
my
one,
God.
I would definitely say – of course, I didn't watch Megan Wants a Millionaire. And I think it would be hard to judge Megan Wants a Millionaire because it didn't really finish. But
yeah.
Daisy of Love, total train wreck show. That's like
–
I think when I was question, my question is more like what was who deserved a reality show more – Megan or Daisy? That's what I'm kind of asking.
I don't think we can really like say that because they
did
Megan
either one
finish.
Of them. Did either one of them really deserve a reality TV show?
No,
okay.
But you know what? The thing is, we're watching it though. I like
out
me
of,
a train wreck. I don't know. I guess I like a train wreck. I can't take my eyes off of it. Seriously.
Here's my question though. I'm going on to this, and I'm sorry we're keeping you on this phone. If you need.
Oh no, it's fine.
Because I have other questions. Because I like hearing the fans' view. So,
hey, Ron, just to mention, we might have a special caller, so if there's an 818 number calling in, that's all I want to say.
Okay. I'll get back to – I'm looking for numbers. There is a caller on hold. I'll get to you in a second because I got this question. I have this burning question.
Ooh, ask it.
Ask it.
The anticipation.
Do you think people like Jeff and Jordan – let's not talk about Jeff and Jordan really, but I'm thinking, do you think people that are on reality shows, do you think that's something that – needs to happen, like if they've been on a reality show, to have their own reality shows? Do you feel like that?
I can see both sides of it because I think when you watch someone on a reality show, you kind of, well, I hope everyone does this. I hope I'm not the only crazy person, but you kind of like feel like you kind of get to know them because you watch them every week. So then, you know, they move on to another reality show. And VH1's really like kind of set the standard for doing that. If you're on one show and you're kind of a fan favorite, then they'll give you your own show. And, you know, I mean, it's happened with several people now. You know, look at New York was on Flavor of Love, and then she got her own show. Well, she had two or three different types of shows, and then Real and Chance were on her show. Now they had their own show. You know, they've had quite
a
few.
Oh, you're not crazy. I'm
that they've crossed over. And, well, and even like ABC
breaking
does
news,
it with.
Wait, I got breaking news.
What?
Okay, continue, but I got to take a phone call.
Okay, well, take the phone call.
Ooh, who could it be? Who could it be?
I don't know, because I'm kind of pondering who it could be, too, actually.
What do I have under my sleeve, my
do
friend?
Do you want to stay on to talk to him, too?
Yes, I think she should stay on to
it's
talk.
It's fine, I'll stay on. I don't care. I just
but
feel bad, like, taking up all the time.
No,
don't worry
okay.
about it, girlfriend.
This is what the show's about.
You're a fabulous caller. We love callers like
I am
ours,
loving
please.
This. You guys are calling in. And I hate when you guys don't call in and talk, you know what I mean? And this is one thing I keep on preaching. Please call in and talk. So let's I'm pondering who is 818.
Just go with that. 818.
And I have a feeling it's a Big Brother person. Because, I mean, who else is going to call in?
The suspense, Ron. Okay.
818, who are you and why are you calling my show?
It's the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Spectacular.
Go
That's
Cole!
Right. Take it all
the
in.
Crowd goes wild.
Go Cole. Oh, no, Haley just hung up. Oh,
no,
no,
I'm
oh,
still
no.
here.
Oh, no.
Hey,
wait.
Haley.
Somebody hung up, that's why. Okay, so.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, what's up, little mama?
Hi.
Hey, Jesse. Who's going to the Super Bowl this year?
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The Patriots.
The Colts?
That's right.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You know, hey, listen to this. You don't even know what I'm wearing right now, actually. I actually just got a
please, details.
I got a late Christmas present, and it just happens to be Colts
Peter Manning jersey
on the back. I'll put it up on Twitter or something later on.
Oh, please.
Okay,
nobody cares about your Colts jersey, okay?
But really, how does everyone feel about the Colts doing what they've done the last two games with not playing their main people?
That's gonna be bad for them because you know what? Football is football. You should play every game to win, and it's not good to sit players out. It really isn't at all.
Why?
I think they should play continue because they shouldn't. Like, even though yesterday Patriots got a big loss, Wes Welker and everything, and stupid moves were made playing Brady and then not playing him when they just should continue. I just think they should keep playing the players because you get cold on the bench and you get out of the game and your heart should be in the game as long, even with your ability as a player, it's all about heart as well. And you can get yourself detached from the game.
Well, yeah, and I don't understand the whole point of not, like, oh, we've already made it, so, you know, let's just give a half-assed attempt from here on out. Like, I think that's kind of crappy.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, when you're the Colts and you went, you know, what, how many, what, 14-0 or 13-0, whatever, I mean, and they already clinched their number one seed and they have a first-round bye and, you know, home field advantage throughout the playoffs or how, you know, all those different key multifaceted points that they can actually hang their hat on now because of their hard work and having their heart in, you know, the entire season, the first 15 weeks. You know, now they can take a break. It's just like coming off their off season, you know, and they're not playing any kind of live competitions throughout that. So how do you go, you know?
Yeah, but they go into preseason and they don't play good. They go into preseason and they don't play good. So you don't want them to go into a preseason mode.
No, but so I personally think they're okay.
Well, but this is my thing about it.
Wait. I've been letting you guys talk.
I love that.
Peyton Manning is the god of football. And
get out of here, please.
But
I do not agree with that. I do not agree with that. I'm sorry. Some people can say that, but I don't.
I just think I watch the game for the love of the game. Like, I don't care whether you've won 14 games or zero games. I watch the game for the love of the game. I think that's why they should play. They shouldn't be like, oh, well, we've won 14 games, so who cares about these last two? If you love the sport and you're in the sport to play it, play every game.
What would you rather watch? A preseason game or the Super Bowl?
It doesn't matter. I like watching all of the games.
Who would you rather watch play? The Colts and
the
New York Giants?
But that doesn't mean the Colts are going to make it in because usually when people have a bye.
The New York Giants or the Rams and the Redskins?
Oh, come on. That's not even a good comparison, the Rams and the Redskins. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. No, competition.
That's ridiculous.
That is what you want to have a feel for.
I love it.
All the networks only put, like, the games that people actually want to see on Monday Night Football, on Sunday Night Football. Like, why else would they put, you know, any kind of other game? They're not going to want two rivals or, like, two teams that nobody's going to care to watch or have as much fan following or appeal as, like, the Steelers and somebody else or the Patriots and somebody else or the Cardinals and this team or the two teams that went to the Super Bowl 3 years ago or however you want to look at it. Like, the more appeal a football game has, the more people are going to want to watch it, regardless of whether you're a fan of that football team or not.
Yeah, but when there's two teams that are shitty going against each other, it doesn't make for a good Super Bowl, you know?
Or when
a good team sits out all their good players, it's not real exciting to watch that game either.
Absolutely.
There's a rhyme and reason for it, too, though. They're trying to make sure that, you know, on the games that actually matter.
But this is my feeling on it. Them sitting out all their good players for the majority of the last two games is not going to guarantee that their asses get to the Super Bowl. It's not. So if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, they cut all the fans out of two games of watching good players play to try and make it there to increase their odds.
I agree.
So I just think you're going to respect that, though,
because you're going to want your team to go to the Super Bowl. You're not going to be like, oh, man, you guys really hosed me on my
But I don't see any proof where that's going to guarantee to increase their odds to get to the Super Bowl.
Look at Wes Welker. Perfect
yeah,
proof.
But
that,
he could have gotten hurt at the first playoff
that's
game.
Hey, I know. Isn't he had like wasn't he like the third most pass to like in?
He was the best overall player on the Patriots. Bottom line, like.
Okay, well, there you go. How happy are you right now?
Yeah, but you know, I'm not happy at all. But you know what? I'm glad and I'm upset because I'm glad that they decided to play their players. But then with 1 minute or like left in the end of the second half and then 1 minute left, they brought in this other quarterback, which they should have just continued with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have won. We could have
hurt before or after that.
Yeah, but he could have gotten hurt no matter what, and I'm glad that he went out with his heart. Because you think Wes Welker, honestly, do you think if Bill Belichick was like sit out, that he was going to sit out? Absolutely not. Because he's not there to play for the next game. He's there to play for that game and to win. That's what the Patriots are about. Every person wants to play to win that game and to think about the next game when it gets there. That's the problem. Teams beat themselves because they're already thinking of the next game. And they take themselves out. Absolutely.
If you're playing a game and you have a coach, whatever the coach says, you respect and you take as that's the way it is. If they say you're going to sit down, you're going to sit down. You're not going to sit there and fight. Like, that's how Peyton Manning, if you listen to Peyton Manning every single time that he's ever been in any interview, he goes, whatever the coach decides, that's what we're going to do. We're not here to make
a decision. What's his explanation when the next week he goes and plays after a bye and they don't even, like, they totally suck because he hasn't been playing for the past 4 weeks? They should have played their players, but then before that, it would have been like, oh, that's smart play. It only makes a smart play until they make it to the Super Bowl and win it. Right? Because there's one team that can actually say that they made good moves throughout the whole year to win it. And until then, we don't know who made smart moves sitting their players or who didn't, who got hurt, who didn't, who's going to get hurt. We don't know that.
Okay, well, I'll address it just you saying that, you know, if a coach says, hey, sit down, I highly doubt that they're going to say, no, listen here, coach, this is what I'm going to do, because they're paid to get told what to do.
Well, didn't that happen with Brett Favre?
Go off the play.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of players that say,
I mean, wasn't there just
a
big stink a couple weeks ago, like one or two games ago with Brett Favre where the coach was wanting to pull him out and they had a huge argument on the sidelines because he wanted to stay in the game?
I think we should just move on because I think this is a stalemate.
I love it. I love it. Let's keep talking about it.
No, I want to move on for one reason.
Bummer.
Three more games left in the tank, so I hope he goes out with a bang. Like he's doing his own thing, but I mean.
I'm sorry. Who's this?
Kudos to Brett Favre. But when it comes to the Colts are run, and when it comes down to listening and respecting the coach's decision, Peyton Manning is going to listen to the coach because it's your coach. He's telling you for a reason. He has your best interest in mind.
I'll tell you right now, I hope the Vikings find themselves losing like their first game because I just want them out of the playoffs because if the Vikings win, Ollie will never let me have my day because I'm a Bears Colts fan and he kept on knocking me about the Bears all season long. So,
well, probably a Bears fan, and unfortunately the Bears didn't make it, so.
Yeah, we won't talk about that, but at least I'm a Colts fan, and I'm lucky.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know about the Bears, but, I mean, I don't know where you got that pick from, especially if you can't even use the Bears and the Colts in the same sentence.
Thank you.
Jumping the train
over there.
But I'm a Bears fan because I was raised and born in Chicago, but about a couple of years ago, I was able to meet Peyton Manning. So ever since I've met Peyton Manning and the Colts, I've kind of followed like the Colts past 15 years. I think it was when I kind of was able. Before Peyton got on there. But yeah, I'm just a huge Colts fan now, after being able to meet some of them and everything. So it's kind of like a thing. But yeah,
it's a lot easier to transition after they're pretty much like the best football team in the NFL.
I agree. Personally, I think the Colts are the best team in the decade. You know, the past 10 years.
Jeez, okay. We're not talking about this anymore.
It's okay, Michelle. I'm on your side. It just keeps getting better.
I know that, girl.
So
we can talk
about
this all night.
Hey, anything football? Word comes to mind, dynasty.
Listen, me and Jesse, listen, the battles that me and him in the house and outside of football but especially in the house, me and Jesse used to battle. Talking about football, oh my God, it was the funniest thing. You, none of us would let up, so just imagine.
Yeah. I'm going to let Haley go. Haley, thank you.
Haley, thank you, my love.
No problem. It was a pleasure talking to everyone.
It was a pleasure having you on. Please call back.
I just want to address something and make sure we get that addressed. So, Paul? So, Jesse.
Yeah, let's talk to Jesse. Let's put him in the interrogation.
People are on hold. I have one person on hold. Paul, give me a second. I want to address some stuff with Jesse before we move on to other stuff and people. So, Jesse, I heard that you heard about a guest that I had on my show a couple weeks ago. Me and Michelle had on our show. And is it were you able to listen to the show?
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't listened. I haven't had the chance to, unfortunately.
Well, I was wondering, Natalie was on our show, and she says that you guys have been talking. Michelle, was that how you heard it? Michelle.
What the?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Well, was that how she said it? I mean, I want to make sure I clarify.
I don't know. Jesse can answer if he is in contact with Natalie.
No,
she was on the show, and she did state on our show, Jesse, because I don't know if you listened to it or not, that she is in contact with you since outside the show. So I know that there's a different story to that. Do you want to reiterate the story?
Well, first and foremost, I respect every player that's ever played Big Brother and their gameplay in and outside of the house, but I have yet to talk with Natalie, so I haven't talked to her as of yet. So, I mean, whenever the opportunity arises, I mean, I wouldn't be against it, and I'd like to hope that everybody could be cordial. You know, I'd like to stay in contact with a few more people than I am right now, but for the most part, it's just like high school, you know. You fall apart and you lose touch with the people that you think you'd be able to stay in contact with, and then, you know, you get actually drawn closer for some odd reason to other people. So, but no, I've yet to, but I
respect that. Well, she made it kind of like a known fact that you guys actually stay in contact a lot, so it's kind of crazy, right, Ron, to hear that.
Yeah, I was just, you know, when Michelle was telling me today, you know, about that. So I wanted to clarify it, you know.
Yeah. And also, Jesse, I know you had some, like, big news that you came out with. That. Did you want to talk about that?
Oh, well, I got some news. You got it. My official Jesse Goddard's website, actually, at www.MrMRPectacular, so P-E-C with a dash or hyphen, however you want to put it, spectacular.com. launched as of yesterday, so that was quite the amazing way to bring in the old 2010 in my
life. Awesome, awesome. Make sure everybody goes and checks that out.
So, what is the website again? Double check that.
Yeah.
It's on, like, my Twitter, Facebook, MySpace.
Oh, it is on your Twitter?
Yeah, it's on everything, so. But it just launched. It's www.MRPEC-TACULAR.com, MrPectacular.com. But you got to remember to put the hyphen or dash behind the PEC.
So. Very nice, very nice.
Well, if somebody out there in the chat room would like to get that to post that, thank you for us if you can do that. I'm doing other stuff, but I wanted to make sure you guys post that. And if you're listening to the podcast, check it out.
No, definitely.
Yes, make sure everybody goes and checks out Jesse's website.
So, how was it wrestling Alex Shelby?
Yeah, Alex Shelby. Actually, yeah, I talked with, went over and talked with TNA Wrestling, and we're trying to come up with something, but actually they have a huge, huge, huge show on tonight, actually at 8 o'clock. It's actually already started on the East Coast. Hulk Hogan's debuting tonight. January
4th. Bret the Hitman Hart.
Wait.
Well, that's on the WWE, yep.
So TNA is doing the show live tonight, too? Is that what it is?
It's 3 hours long on Spike, so.
Oh, so I misread when somebody said, I thought, I was told
Hogan was going to be on. I was told Hogan was going to be on the WWE.
Yeah, me too. I got that too.
No, no, no. Hulk Hogan signed with TNA over with TNA and Dixie Carter.
Right.
That's where he. The WWE has Bret Hart, I believe, is what you said.
Right. They are on tonight. Bret's going to be on.
Yep.
And,
exactly.
I love Bret. Yeah. I don't know. And I love the Hulk, so.
So you think
Hulk on the house, my unitard. Come on now.
Who do you think is going to get better numbers, Bret or Hulk?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's what they're going to find out. But I don't think. I mean, I think it's just the fact that TNA is trying to say, hey, there's another wrestling organization here. Like, don't think that you only have to live or watch the one. You know, you got to respect both of them. You know, in the sense that there's a lot
right.
of wrestlers that are coming up. I respect everybody at both wrestling organizations, and I know a handful of them. Granted, I don't know all of them. But the few that I've got to meet, even, you know, wrestling Alex Shelley, he's a great guy. He works awesome. I mean, he made it, made my job easy, and it was a blast. So it was definitely fun for 4 minutes that we got to wrestle up against each other over at the TNA Impact Center. So, and talking with Dixie, and we'll see how things go. It's definitely up in the air, and I'm excited either way. You know, that's the reason why I moved out to Florida back in March to pursue this dream. So, and you know, a couple months later, I got done with the wrestling class that I took, and that's actually when old Big Brother opportunity came a knocking. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey,
well,
you should
have the best of that.
No, oh, yeah, for sure. But later on, actually, like shooting ahead a little bit further up into March, I'm expected to be in Columbus, Ohio for the Arnold Classic. I think it's like March 6th and 7th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So
Generate, the company I'm sponsored by, will be heading out that way. The company that I've talked about for like 2-3 years now that I've been with. So, I mean, it's the only supplement I believe in. It's university proven. So I'm a very big fan of Vitargo as it generates. So they've been nice enough and kind enough to look into my future, whether it be in, you know, whatever athletic path I want to choose, you know, with bodybuilding and with, you know, sports entertainment, you know, professional wrestler, however the path or career path pans out for me. So I'm excited. Everything's going along. And as long as I keep moving forward, I think there'll be a lot of good things. Well, I'm definitely excited and stoked about my website. That'll be one heck of a way to keep in contact with everybody for anything, whether it's my bodybuilding or, you know, fans and friends and stuff or
wrestling.
But you can't move a mountain without first grabbing a shovel, so you gotta start picking
right.
away down at the
Yeah, and hey, can you take a quick call? I have a person online that would like to talk to you.
What's that?
Can you take a call? Do you got time to take a phone call?
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. I just don't want, if you're in a rush, and you have stuff to talk about still. 763, it's Paul. Paul's one of our regulars, so he's been on the line listening to the show and waiting for to talk. So now he wants to talk, and he says he has a question for Jesse. So, Paul, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jesse. It's Paul from Minnesota. You may have seen me on Twitter.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Good,
yes.
Good. How was Iowa at Christmas?
Dude, it was actually really fun. To be completely honest with you, I've actually seen a lot of hardship with a lot of friends and their grandparents right at the tail end of 2009. So when I went back home, it really actually, I appreciated a lot more having, getting to see my grandparents and stuff like that. So even when my grandma doesn't want to be in any pictures, I still make the signature eyebrow raise, funny face, and smile, and all those things. I mean, because, you know, you just never know, and you just sometimes take things for granted. So there's more so the fact that I got to see a lot of my family, and it's hard, obviously, living on the East Coast or West Coast, but as is anybody, you know, it makes it hard once you probably move outside of 4 or 5 hour drive from your parents or family and stuff
nice
like that.
Nice to have a winter for Christmas.
Oh, that too. That there's definitely snow. It was definitely cold, but that I don't miss. It's that I don't miss at all. Actually, just the family part.
Did you see Chelsea or Michelle or James Ryan when they were there?
I actually somehow managed to just miss them. The night that I did go out in the hometown that I went to, I actually went to a city that's like 10 minutes away from where they hung out the entire night, and I went and hung out with some high school friends. So I must have just missed them, and I actually sent her a text the next day, and she said she was going home. So
speaking
I missed them all.
Speaking of pictures, you took a picture of an awfully cute St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah. That's
whose
right.
is that,
speaking
yours?
Going back to the football thing, my brother says there's only one name he could actually name his two-month-old St. Bernard puppy, and that, of course, is Peyton. So, thank you.
That's the name of Steven's dog from BB10.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
I just don't like the name, period.
That puppy is big enough to take him on, though. There have been some fans wondering if you have a P.O. box for fans.
I don't. I mean, I guess the best way to get a
hold
of me is just do that. But I guess my parents have one, but obviously, I mean, it's not mine or nothing like that. So I haven't set up anything like anybody else has when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Now, I assume you just have a cell phone from California. You're still down in Florida right now, right?
Yep, exactly.
All right. My last comment is, to full disclosure, I did not really like you in the previous season, but your game this season was really got me onto your side. You really played a really good game. I think you had to struggle with some of your allies that didn't quite get it. And I have one question that's always been haunting me. You wanted to fess up about the green room lie, but were talked out of it. Why do you think it would have helped if you confessed about it?
Let's see. To be honest with you, I think that the only way, depending upon what's really in Michelle's head at, like, different times throughout the game, that of which I don't know, she was really the only one it would have benefited for her to, like, flatten everything out, because, like, Jeff already figured that, you know, she was hit and miss when it came to truth or lies, as did Jordan, because Jordan was just listening at that point, I'm assuming, to Jeff. I don't know how far along you guys thought she was or playing her game, but when it comes to that, like, I think the only person that really would have benefited to come clean with would have been Michelle. And then, like, Michelle kind of went with it anyways and then, like, kind of backpedaled. And so it really – I mean, that was the one thing that I was like, wait a second, I should – like, I do want to say this. Like, screw it. Like, nothing good could come of it, you know. Like, just let's just, you know, chop
Madeline
this problem off.
Madeline and Shima talked you out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was her and then Shima, but yeah, like you said, when you have somebody like Natalie on your side, like, she's very adamant and very passionate about making sure she explains to everybody that she's telling the truth, and then, like, that she'll, you know, go head-to-head with anybody if they confess her.
Okay, time's running out, but are you going to be a Vikings, you're going to like to see the Vikings from the NFC?
Hey, I mean, I'm a huge... Man, as soon as I found out that Brett Favre went to the Vikings, I about lost it. That was honestly the only jersey I would actually go out and spend $200 to $300 on.
Quiet,
that thing is beautiful. I could not believe that Brett Favre went
blah,
to the Minnesota
blah,
Vikings.
Blah,
oh,
blah, blah, blah. Brett Favre sucks. Minnesota sucks.
Come on, Ron. Let Jesse and I talk.
I can't stand it, please. Thank you for calling in, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Michelle and Ron. And Happy New Year and much success to you, Jesse.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I'm going to mute you before you can listen on if we continue. Hey, guys in the Streamland, people listening live, we might go over a little bit. You're going to be losing our stream. Thank you for calling. And Haley, man, Jesse's, what is their name again? One of your fans, I think, called in.
Phoebe Heather?
Everyone, thank you for calling in. Michelle, are you there?
I'm right here.
Tell people thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you, Jesse. I love you.
No, Jesse can stay for a second.
I got a special separate
like wrestling little tidbit of information.
Tell us.
So that's what. Wait. I want to keep that for the. I want to say goodbye to the people that are living.
Goodbye,
life.
People. But, we love you. Thank
you.
But you
guys have to listen to the after. You know the podcast. And
yes, they do.
It's a great way to keep you guys to make you guys listen to it again. Ha ha ha! I love it. It's my evil laugh. And guys, and if you love the podcast and you want to help sponsor us, I am asking for help, you know, because it does take a little money now. So help me if you guys, there's donation buttons on my webpage and my Facebook. And thank you guys for listening. But Jesse, you got a tidbit for wrestling?
Yeah, just a tail end of first, I still have the show creation ideas that'll be taking place probably the late end of 2010, hopefully early. But then, like, special separate wrestling organization that's actually in a different country, I might actually be able to partake in. But just a little teaser. I can't elaborate on it too much, but we'll see how. So.
That's all you can tell us?
Yeah, that's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Would you ever do a reality show, like wrestling reality show? Would you ever do that?
I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, and depending upon where I was at, I'd definitely take it into consideration. But as of right now, you know, you can't ever depend on those kind of things. To, you know, it's definitely a dog eat dog world out there. You got to make sure you got 5 things going for you, 10 things going for you, and hopefully one of them will actually pan out. So
definitely. Got to be 2 steps ahead of the game, I say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think it would be interesting saying, I mean, if nothing, you know, happens, you can at least, you know, go on something like that. But I don't think they will ever do another one like, you know, like they did, like, with the WWE or maybe TNA would. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see because they're always coming up with new stuff, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, reality shows seems like they pop up every so often, a new one, you know, a new type of show or something like that. And reality TV is like almost like wrestling so much when it comes to the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun, though, man. There's really nothing else to explain it other than, like, I mean, me just being in, like, a wrestler in high school, you only have yourself to thank and yourself to criticize, I guess, if you don't do well or if you don't fare very well in the competition or match. I mean, but it's also just like bodybuilding, you know. It takes a lot of self-discipline to be able to do the things that you do. But once you go out there and then after it's done, you know, all you can do is look back on your performance, you know, and everything that led up to you being able to perform for that little bit of time that you had to shine. So you definitely got to be on top of your game. It's definitely a high-pressure situation all the time. But, and again, you only have yourself to thank when you're done with it all. So it's, and that's what I more so enjoy, just the fact that team sports, you know, and everybody has to pull their weight, and that's why it's such a has that much more appeal to it, because everything has to be, like, well-oiled when it comes down to the machine working as one to reach that common goal, whether it is football or baseball, World Series, Super Bowl, or anything. But when it comes down to boxing, you know, UFC fighting, or anything, when it comes down to just, you know, your self-performance and just only yourself and what you did and what you sacrificed to get there, you know, the hours that you put in, you know, in the gym or eating or sleeping, you know, everything comes into play, you know. Living your life, the lifestyle you live up until that point before you go out and perform, you know, it'll definitely, the people that know you will know how much you put into it to be able to appreciate how much it really means to you when you actually do get to succeed in something like that. You know, all the friends of, like, fighters, whether they just go out and party all the time or whereas, you know, they're eating and sleeping and doing everything, because, I mean, I have a even some friends that they have to. They know exactly how much they can eat and weigh out everything, and they know exactly how much cardio they need to do. If they splurge a little bit, you know, everything's, like, precise and weighed out when it comes to that kind of stuff once you start dealing with your own weight. But, you know, granted, wrestling being a sports entertainer is a little bit different, but, you know, having a good physique is definitely not a bad thing. It's definitely a good plus.
How was the response like from Alex and these people that, you know, were able to see the match that, you know, were in TNA? I mean, were they, did you have a lot of support?
Definitely supportive. I mean, it's just one of those things where they say, I'm very athletic and I show a lot of promise, and Alex Shelley is an awesome dude. He, really, really, really nice guy. You couldn't ask for somebody nicer. I mean, maybe it's just because he's from the Midwest and we connected really quickly. I mean, just in connection-wise, I'm not saying, like, there's not any nice people anywhere else. I'm just saying, like, we have that kind of common thing. It's just, you know, again, like when you go into the Big Brother house, anywhere you can actually have some sort of connection with somebody, you kind of gravitate to that person, whether it's where you're from or what you do or anything like that. But being able to talk to them about a few different things.
Did you get any feedback from, like, people like Kurt Angle or the Big Wig?
No. I saw a few things of what somebody said on there, and those dirt sheets, some of them derive off of truth, and then other things actually have no truth whatsoever. Granted, I do not have wrestling shoes, but in the process of getting them, but it just goes to show, like, wrestling skills inside the ring, that wasn't actually criticized. It was just my apparel. So I think if you're a banker and you go to the bank and become an accountant and you have track shoes on and you still are a really good banker or accountant at the time and you only get criticized because you have track shoes on, I think you're doing quite well. But what those guys actually said was, I show a lot of promise. Actually, I did talk with Kurt Angle in the back when I passed him after we got out of the locker room and stuff, like before we left. And he said, you know, stick with it. You show a lot of promise if you want to stick with it. So, those are words, you know. It's like little things like that, you know, that a little kid at a football stadium listens to, you know, a football legend or something, or quarterback, you know, signs a football and hands it to the little kid and just says, stick with it, you know. So it's definitely inspirational words like that that are going to help me push through, like, the trying times when you do see a few things that you're not so sure about, or, you know, I've been beating my head against a wall just trying to break through, and it does take a lot, and it is hard, but I respect everybody that's in the business, and it's a huge, huge dream of mine, and it'd be awesome. Like, I can't even describe how sweet it would be to be able to do this. I mean, and it's fun. Like, I have tons and tons of pictures of picking people up, and it's just because, like, I think it's awesome. I think it's funny. And, like, who else do you see that ever just goes around picking up people and taking pictures of it? So if you look at my
Do you think if
face,
we, like, tweeted TNA? And
what's
if
that?
Do you think if we, like, tweeted TNA and, like, wrote letters to TNA and tell them we want to see Jesse, do you think that would help that? Like, I was thinking about, you know, tweeting, like, Jeremy Borash, you know, the one of the announcers, and see what, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm a Jesse, you know, supporter. You know, I wonder, do you think he would be able to, you know, I was going to talk to him.
I mean, it couldn't hurt, right?
What?
It couldn't hurt.
I mean, would that
No,
help?
I was just gonna say, any and all help is invited, because I guarantee you there's, for every one person out there that's doing that, there's one person out there that's doing the exact opposite to try to hold me back, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
no,
so
I understand what you're
saying. The better.
I'm learning this. It seems like for every 10 good persons I have, that one person will have something negative to say about me, or that one person will, you know.
Well, you can't help that, though. You know, that's out of your control.
No, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I'm starting to. My eyes have been open.
You
know?
Oh, you realized this in 2010.
Yeah, I realized it in 2009. But now I'm learning to live with it. I mean, like I'm waiting for my welfare check. People, I have a chat room, and there's people that said that I'm on welfare. And the last time I checked, I'm still looking for that welfare check, you know. So anybody that finds that welfare check, please mail it to me. You know, I really want that check.
I don't know where they get that from.
Oh, my goodness. Like, yeah, over
I mean,
people.
And I wasn't ever on a reality show. That's how bad it is. You know what I mean?
Well, trust me. It's tenfold once you get put in the public, national public eye or however
you
want.
And I think that's what's happened. People are starting to listen to the show more, you know, more exposure. And then, and I have more people that, you know, are been on television. They're my friends now, so they're, you know, they see me, like, get tweeted by them, or they, like, I go see my friend Corey, and they know I hang with her, and you know, I have people like Michelle who help, you know, host my show, so they were starting to just, I'm guilty by association of people, too, you know
guilty
what I mean?
Guilty as charged.
And as I said, you know, and when I say good stuff about one person and they're not a fan of them, they get so hateful. You know, like why do you like Jesse, you know, over?
Oh, me and Jesse got it. We know.
Yeah, and I'm like, I like them both. I like Jeff and Jesse. You know,
Ron,
who cares
Ron,
if they
try this on for shoes or try this on. However you want.
I don't have no wrestling shoes either. I'm just joking.
Yeah. No, it's like, try being Jesse. How's that?
Oh,
no,
God.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I would never want to be you, Jesse.
It's crazy. It is absolutely not.
I like McDonald's too much.
No, it's all gravy. It's all good. Don't even.
But it's so much fun, though. It really is. It's an awesome experience. And, you know, people think, like, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, but you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. It's what you make of it.
Come to think of it, I wouldn't mind being Jesse.
There you go.
I wouldn't mind being Jesse. What the hell?
I could build a tent and be up in the head of household room with Lydia, too.
There you go. Just ridiculously jacked and tan.
I'm just had to make a joke. But that's all. Thank you for calling in. And
no,
thank
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Jesse.
Do you have any last minute thing?
Love you, Jesse.
Love you guys too. Have a good rest tonight. I gotta go work out. So
yeah,
go
work out.
Watch
your TNA. Watch your TNA. I'm watching it right now.
Oh, are you
watching
it? I need to turn it on. It says okay.
I don't have the volume on. I'm just watching it without the volume. So
it's on a little bit later out here.
Oh,
well,
out in the
that's East Coast, baby. Woo!
Is that where you're at right now?
I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
All right, bye, Jesse.
All right, hey, and make sure you check out that website.
Oh, wait, plug it one more time.
It's www.mrhectacular.com, but make sure you put that hyphen or that dash after P-E-V before the tacular. You got it.
And I'm going to go find it, and then I'll tweet it and put it all over my internet with my people.
Mr. Spectacular.
Well, thank you for calling in, and go work out.
Thank you, Jesse.
And get yourself bigger.
Go
all right.
Some
go Colts. Go Colts.
Yes, go Colts.
Go Patriots. Woo!
Michelle, thank you for the great night, too. I'm
all
go
right. Thank you,
now.
Everybody out there. I love you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy
Hope
New Year. Come back
healthy
tomorrow night, guys.
And better
tomorrow
than last year.
Tomorrow at Tuesday, 10 o'clock. It'll be great. I'm going to have probably more people calling in and more craziness.
Fabulous, and we'll be talking to you guys next Monday.
Yes, Monday.
Bye, guys.
Laura will be on the show.
Laura.
Unless something bad happens that we can't get her, you know, but she's supposed to be there. And
hey, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
It was
we'll
awesome.
Keep everybody informed. Goodbye,
yes.
Everybody.
Talk to you later, Michelle. Bye.